Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Home opener today, and what pairs well with the home opener? Well, some authentic Cardinal stuff.
Yeah, we're going to show you all the things that they have in there straight ahead.
Driving could be difficult downtown today, and parking, it can be a pretty penny. The options being offered to you by Metro.
Yeah, would it? Good morning to you. Thank you for waking up with us for the Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm Blair Lede.
And I'm John Pertzborn. We've got all the team coverage going on today for you. We've got Laura Simon. She's at Ballpark Village. Ty and Margie are at Busch Stadium. Chris Frenier downtown looking at the best ways to travel to the game at Busch Stadium. But before we head downtown, it's looking pretty cloudy out there, and it's chilly right now.
Yeah, this is a live look from our roof camera in Maryland Heights. Everybody's hair is blowing around. They've got their gloves on, heavy coats. Angela Huddy joining us now from the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck with a look at your home.
Where we've got another push of wind coming through the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck this morning. Unfortunately, yes, it is not going to be one of the sunniest or warmest opening days, home openers on record for St. Louis. It's going to be quite breezy and quite chilly. Not everyone hitting the road this morning to a Cardinals celebration, but that may be where you're headed a little later on. If you have to get to work or school this morning or wherever your Thursday morning is taking you, expect those temperatures in the upper 30s. There will be a little sunshine this morning, especially the farther west that you are, so St. Louis and points west and southwest into Illinois, we're still pretty socked in with clouds. But those clouds are going to fill back in later on today. So cloudy, cool, and yeah, even some spots of rain again this afternoon. We'll show you where and talk about when we finally get to warm things back up, all coming up in just a couple of minutes.
All right, well, the St. Louis Cardinals are going to be playing the Miami Marlins this afternoon. The first pitch is at 3:15, but be sure to get into your seats early.
Yeah.
Because you want to see the King of Beers when they roll in. So get to your seats maybe about 2 o'clock, and there's so much more going on.
That's right.
Before that even.
Yeah, we have Laura Simon. She is at One Cardinal Way. Super nice in there, Laura. She's in there. She's probably happy to be out of that cold right now. Laura, what else can we expect today for this exciting day?
So much going on, Blair and John. Obviously, it's just after 6 in the morning, and we're already getting the party started. But I think a lot more people will be out at Ballpark Village beginning at 10 this morning. Joining me now is Mike LaMartina, who is the COO of Ballpark Village, and he's here to tell us a lot more about all the action going on today. And it's an exciting year for Ballpark Village because, get this, they are celebrating their 10-year anniversary. So, Mike, thank you so much for being here. What can people expect?
Well, as you mentioned, our official pep rally kicks off in the Together Credit Union Plaza today at 10 a.m. 10 years of celebrating opening days, best sports watch in town, great centerpiece of all the action here in St. Louis sports for the unofficial holiday of St. Louis at Ballpark Village. But a first for Katie's Pizza, Condado Tacos, lots of 10 years of history for other businesses and operators here in the village, and a great day to be here. For sure.
It's incredible how quickly 10 years flies by. And you mentioned what's new this year. What else can people expect as they head out to Ballpark Village to celebrate opening day?
Well, we're constantly innovating here throughout the neighborhood. We've grown over 10 years. We've more than doubled in size, certainly with You're Here, One Cardinal Way, our premier luxury residential building, our hotel, office building, gym, but several businesses that have been here for 10 years and have opened along the way. We've continued to improvise and innovate and set the standard for everything we do. And the experience is always one we're improving upon and making better. And today is no different. You'll see fanfare and excitement and just a place to come, gather, and enjoy the experience every day of the year. And we're excited to open up the season today and showcase all of that for everyone once again.
Right, and first pitch is set for 3:15 this afternoon. The Cardinals taking on the Miami Marlins. If people can't make it out to Busch Stadium today, they don't have tickets to the game, how else can they watch the game?
Well, they can watch it on Bally Sports Midwest, of course, or any day of the year, whether it's opening day, home, away, Battlehawks, City, Blues, or not even a sports day. You can always come down to Ballpark Village and just take in the sights and sounds and enjoy our neighborhood any day of the year, that's for sure.
Which is just as good as watching the game at the stadium almost,
that's right?
Right?
Our experiences here are just like being in any stadium here in town, that's for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Well, we do have a jam-packed several days ahead in sports, and we're going to take a closer look at that and check back in with Mike LaMartina coming up in our next half hour reporting live at Ballpark Village this morning. I'm Laura Simon.
All right, thank you so much, Laura. Well, our opening day team coverage continues, and of course, us Cards fans look forward to getting our hands on the new merchandise out this year.
Yeah, many folks like that. We've got Fox News' Margie Ellisor and Ty Hawkins joining us live from Busch Stadium this morning. And guys, you look all decked out, fancy.
Fancy, okay, Pertz, thank you. Well, we're not talking about new merchandise. We're talking about game-used merchandise this
morning. Authentic stuff.
Yes, Eric Jeffrey is joining us, Supervisor of Retail Operations. And yeah, fans come out opening day to get their hands on some of this stuff.
Oh yeah, it's definitely some of the stuff that leaves the stadium the quickest. I mean, all the stuff up here is from the stadium. Mm-hmm. It's from our stadium, from our field, to your home. There's nothing better for your man cave, she cave, or office than some of these items.
What did you bring up with you this morning?
So right over here to you, I got our great acrylic piece that has game-used dirt and bases from that historic and iconic 2022 season with Battery Mate records, Pools chasing 700, and that final NLDS game where Pools and Molina played their last game in a Cardinal uniform.
How many of these do you have?
We only made 50 of those, so they're a very limited number.
They're going to go fast.
Those are
very
limited. How about this? We got a base, obviously.
We have a game-used base, and what's great about our game-used bases and game-used baseballs is that you can literally leave the stadium today with a game-used base. So if you're at opening day and it's your first opening day, what cooler gift than going home with a base? You can literally come take second base from today's game, buy it at the Authentic Shop, and take it home and hang it up on your wall.
We stole second, honey.
Literally, right? Yeah. And you got a bat down there. Which
yes, Wilson Contreras game-used bat. We constantly are getting bats from our clubhouse and from the field. They're always replenishing inventory in our shop, so you never know what you're going to see. Mm-hmm. We could have one day a Contreras bat, and the next day we have a Walker or a Wynn bat. You never know what you're ever going to find in Authentic, so that's why it's important that every time you come to a game, swing by the Authentic shop.
Real quick before we go, this bat's right here. These are actually flying in the stadium, or flown, excuse me.
Yes, these were on the poles above the stadium. You can come by the shop today, take one home, and hang it up in your yard so everyone knows that this is Cardinals Nation and we mean business.
Absolutely. Tell us where you're located.
We're located in Ford Plaza between gates 5 and 6. So we're open when the gates open and we close 30 minutes after the game. So come see me, come say hi, and let's send you home with something great.
Real quick, how quickly can you get the game used bases?
You can pick them up after the game.
Okay.
20 minutes, I get them off the field and up here at the shop.
Efficient.
Oh yeah, I don't mess around when it comes to game used bases.
Good deal. Eric, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that's going to do it for us for now, but much more ahead. In fact, we're talking about those giveaways in the ballpark coming up in our next half hour. Guys?
If you are headed to downtown today, but you don't want to battle the traffic or find a place to park, Metro Transit is offering some alternatives to driving. The Power of Two's Chris Renier is live near Busch Stadium to explain. Chris, good morning to you.
Hey, Burke, good morning to you. We all know that downtown is just going to be packed today with people and cars, so Metro is suggesting that you either use Metrolink or Metro Bus for your transportation needs. We are just outside the stadium stop for Metrolink here. It is just across the street from Busch Stadium. And let me tell you, it doesn't get much more convenient than taking Metrolink and getting off literally feet from Busch here, as well as very close to Ballpark Village. Two, Metro officials say fans can park their vehicles at any one of 20 free park and ride lots at Metrolink stations on both sides of the river. Then you can purchase a round trip Metrolink fare for just $5, and that will take you right here to the stadium stop. You can also take Metrolink to any of the 5 other Metrolink stations in the downtown area if you need to do that. Metrolink is operating on its normal schedule today, and Metro officials will be on the platforms and on the trains to assist riders. Metro buses also available to you. There are 13 Metro bus routes serving downtown St. Louis at the Civic Center Transit Center. That is just 3 blocks west of Busch Stadium here and Ballpark Village. One ride Metro bus fare is only $1, so Metro bus and Metrolink certainly cheaper than paying for parking in downtown St. Louis today. And here is another convenient option for you. Metro has information specialists who can help you create a quick and easy transit plan for your opening day needs. You can call or text the numbers on your screen starting in less than an hour now at 7 o'clock this morning. You can also go online to find schedules or maps, or you can download the Transit app and plan your trip that way from your phone. And of course, you can go to our website and we will have all the useful links there for you. For now, live downtown, I'm Christopher Yeh.